Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The line blurs between art and activism for our guest today. Todd Marcus is a bass clarinetist, jazz composer, and band leader. He's also co-founder and executive director of Intersection of Change, a nonprofit dedicated to uplifting the economic, social, and spiritual lives of neighbors in the Sandtown-Winchester neighborhood and its surrounding communities in West Baltimore. Tomorrow night at Center Stage, there's a CD release party for his latest album, On These Streets, A Baltimore Story. The music reflects the 20 years Marcus has been living and working in Sandtown-Winchester. The music was born out of the civil unrest in 2015 that followed the funeral of Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. On the third anniversary of those events this past April, Marcus and his band performed the music literally on the street in his neighborhood. And Todd Marcus is with me in the studio. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you, Sheila.
I read you're a New Jersey native. How do you come to be in West Baltimore?
I grew up in New Jersey my whole life and came to Baltimore in 1994 to go to school at Loyola. I was studying political science there, and after the first semester was looking to see different ways to get involved in the city, and the college had different opportunities, different partners, and one was Sandtown Habitat for Humanity. So I came down, I think January of 1995, volunteered in the neighborhood. And after that first day, I was really taken with what I was seeing, the sense of community, the dynamics of what was at play, seeing a lot of the buildings and like we have in Baltimore where so many are vacant, and really being taken that here we have in Baltimore these challenges that I had seen. It looked like to me was almost like a war zone in Beirut or something. And from there, just really became captivated, wanted to be there every week, started building relationships with community residents. And then a couple of years later, I said, I don't see a path for me in political science, but I do feel passionate about community. I do feel passionate about relationships. And I moved into the neighborhood.
So you were captivated.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, for me, at the same time that I was here in Baltimore, I was getting into jazz. And I was starting to learn about the history behind some of the jazz heroes I was falling in love with. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Max Roach, and the significance of their music in our country in the 1950s and 1960s, for them as black musicians, as black Americans, the civil rights movement, the social context that was taking place, the significance of all those things in our urban eastern cities and a neighborhood like Sandtown Winchester. And it was during the same time that I had met Elder C.W. Harris, the founder of Intersection of Change. And as I had moved into the neighborhood and was working closely with him, it was also time that I was being mentored and taught about the history of the community, and really seeing how these histories and the significance of the changes in our community had played out over decades, rather than just the typical stereotypes that people get stuck with and say, well, why is Sandtown Winchester like this? Why do you have these struggles with addiction? Why do you have the poverty-related conditions? To see and learn about how some of these things have developed over time was a great learning experience for me, and it all tied into that passion about community and the music.
And tie it together even more for us. Tell us about your latest CD, On These Streets, A Baltimore Story. Why did you decide to make this music now?
Well, I think it ties in beautifully, as you note, because when we had the unrest in 2015, look, we already have battled the negative stereotypes about our community that are the lead by news anytime the evening's headlines come on, focusing on the negatives. And in 2015, that was no exception. It took the challenges, the CVS on fire at Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue that was captivated by the national headlines and just reinforced all the negatives. I felt that as a resident of the neighborhood for over 20 years, that I had the insights to the strengths and the positives of our community. And as a musician, to use my music as a conduit to portray a musical portrait of our community, to put into music not just the challenges which folks see, but the positives as well, and really to, in the process of performing this and putting the record out, foster dialogue and awareness. And I think that just as I had the opportunity to learn about our community and our history, that this was a perspective that I was able to offer now as a 20-plus year neighborhood resident.
One of the ways you foster dialogue, the songs on the CD are instrumental, but you include some talking intros. A song called I Surrender All has an excerpt from what I assume is a local church mm-hmm. service. Another one starts with the interview of a gentleman talking about the neighborhood in the 50s and what it's like today. And then there's this from Pennsylvania Avenue Hustle.
Everybody from everywhere would come, and the Royal would be packed. That was the place. The Avenue was the place to be. There were lights. There were stores. There were people stopping, talking, and mingling with one another. There was love.
Why did you decide to include those voices and those stories?
I wanted to do that because I felt it was important to have voices from actual community members who have been really significant to our neighborhood. People like Amelia Harris, one of the co-founders of Intersection of Change, and her husband, Elder C.W. Harris, a lifelong community resident who founded our nonprofit Intersection of Change and is a community resident that stayed in the neighborhood when so many others were leaving. You know, our elders in the neighborhood have this great connection to the heyday of Pennsylvania Avenue when it was that mecca for arts and entertainment in the community. So it was an opportunity to do that storytelling. And also, for this being an album of instrumental music, the compositions are each capturing a mood of the different songs that they represent. But by having these introductions beforehand, it further contextualizes them. So you hear that with the case of Pennsylvania Avenue Hustle. There's another composition that's called, for example, Ground Zero at Penn and North.
Let's hear a clip from that. What went into composing Ground Zero?
That was an effort to capture the strain and the challenge of the unrest in 2015 at Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue. Of course, the CVS that was looted there and set on fire became so iconic to the unrest. But I felt that this was an example of an area and an instance that had a duality that most people miss. And that is that you had those challenges, you had that struggle there, but you also had a lot of positive demonstrations that were taking place there in the days after the unrest. Musicians coming together, people demonstrating, a lot of advocacy taking place. And so that's embodied in the composition because you hear the opening where it's very chaotic. There's that mood of the uncertainty and the unknown of how bad would that night of the unrest be? And certainly for us in the community, we're seeing things taking place and we're thinking back to the riots of 1968 after the assassination of Martin Luther King and that fear of the unknown of how bad is this going to be? But also amidst that kind of ominous quality and that frenetic opening, then you hear at points within the composition these passages that are very soaring and uplifting. And they try to capture that counterbalance, which I said, of the positive demonstrations, the musicians, the artists coming together, our elected officials who the night of the unrest were out there locked arm in arm marching down Pennsylvania Avenue stating that we here as the community are going to fight to regain balance and order here and to show that it is not what the stereotypes are, that we're just a lost hope, but that we're yet community. And so that duality is something I try to capture in that composition.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with bass clarinetist Todd Marcus about On These Streets, A Baltimore Story, his latest CD inspired by living and working in the Sandtown Winchester neighborhood in West Baltimore. The Todd Marcus Quintet has their CD release performance tomorrow night at Center Stage. Marcus is also a 2014 Baker Artist Award recipient. There's a song titled Intersection of Change on the CD. Tell us a bit about that organization itself.
That is the community nonprofit founded by Elder C.W. Harris, a community resident, lifelong resident that I met in 1995, 96. And he is someone that stayed in the neighborhood when so many others were leaving. And the organization, Intersection of Change, is the nonprofit that was started to address poverty-related challenges in our community. We have a recovery program called Martha's Place that serves our women overcoming substance abuse. We have an arts program called Jubilee Arts that does arts classes and entrepreneurial programs for our kids as well as adults. And then we've got an urban farm in our neighborhood. It's called Strength of Love 2, and it grows crops in our neighborhood to address the food desert. Also offers employment for our ex-offenders coming back from incarceration. And so for me, again, in the context of showing this portrait of positives in our community, it was very important for me, having been a part of Intersection of Change from the beginning, being actually one of the co-founders, to do a composition that portrayed that. And so in that composition, you hear a real positive, uplifting kind of energy that's taking place. But you also hear some moments where there is a sort of a melody of melancholy and longing, because I think for us, as amidst the amazing transformation we've done at our main intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and Pressman, converting a whole intersection that was abandoned and vacant into this area of vitality, one that Elder Harris calls Resurrection Intersection, there are yet those realities, those reminders of some of the challenges that we are pushing against on a daily basis. So you hear that juxtaposition of the positive themes, some of the ominous ones, and then even at a point later in the composition after the solos, you hear one that is very kind of dark and brooding, which is almost reflective of the moments where, amidst all the positive that we've accomplished, the occasional flare-ups of violence or someone getting shot or the drug activity, that we yet then have to work to continue to push back against. So this ongoing duality again, which the album tries to capture.
What is the connection for you between music and community?
Well, the connection is that it's all about community. For me, one of the things that I fell in love with about jazz was, of course, the music, the energy of it, the life of it. But it, I think, more than a lot of other musics, it's very much a social music, one that has fostered community. Look, during legal segregation in our country, this is a music that brought people together across racial barriers. Musicians would go and do their performances, and then after hours would come together at venues where they were coming together across racial lines and fostering community amongst musicians. And so even today, where we are yet largely segregated by neighborhoods, by race, I think that the relevance of music as that unifying power and that force, to me, remains as relevant as ever. So so that's about community. That's about uplift. And the music side of that provides that. And then my work at Intersection of Change is very directly doing that on a community development type of level as well.
The music and certainly the talking tracks of this CD are so specific, so personal, even intimate to Sandtown Winchester. How do you think people outside your neighborhood, outside Baltimore, outside Maryland, will relate to this CD?
I think that it's very relatable. While this album is a portrait of Sandtown Winchester, our community is like so many others in our country. And to the reality of where we are as a country over recent years, the way that we are fractured, the way that the unrest in 2015 highlighted the perceptions, differing perceptions of a community such as ours. It is very applicable. And you hear it even in one of the tracks. One of our previous councilmen, Nick Mosby's voice is heard on one of the tracks with him leading into Ground Zero and saying, these challenges that we have here, this is not a Baltimore issue. This is not a Sandtown issue. This is an America issue. This is This is the challenges, the results of decades of neglect, disinvestment. And so I think that there is a relevance that I think, and this is the dialogue I hope to foster, that if we're not going to kind of be more holistic and understanding and empathize with some of these challenges that we've had throughout our country, an ongoing need to work on these issues and work on racial issues, that we can't really hope to see changes to these things that are going to again surge up, because there's the ongoing reality of frustration and neglect and challenges, and those are powerful dynamics that yet our country need to be healed and addressed head on.
Todd Marcus, thank you.
Thank you for having me be here with you.
What should we listen to as we go out?
Let's listen to New Jersey 88, Ode to the 80s, which is it's the final selection on the album, and it's one that is a very positive and happy feel, and it reflects my growing up in New Jersey in the 1980s and how that part of me, that kind of playfulness, has now been part of my neighborhood here in Sandtown, Winchester, and Baltimore for over 20 years.
Okay. Bass clarinetist, bandleader, and executive director of Intersection for Change, Todd Marcus, talking about his latest CD, On These Streets, A Baltimore Story. The Todd Marcus Quintet will present its CD release performance tomorrow night, Saturday, June 16th, 8 p.m. at Center Stage, 700 North Calvert Street in Baltimore. We have links to details at the On the Record page, WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. This is On the Record. Quick break now, and then a Stoop Story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.